There is a special, special day, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda.
Prabhu!
Sri Nityananda Prabhu, okay.
Jai!
Sri Nityananda Prabhu,
okay.
So, of course, there are so many things we can say, and indeed, last couple of days here and there, we've been talking about Lord Nityananda from different perspectives, his appearance, his early activities, some very prominent pastimes, like the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. This evening we're going to do something a little different, at least in terms of Lord Nityananda's appearance day. It's a little bit, it's somewhat reminiscent of our program on Govardhan Puja. I think so many of you are familiar with that. We go on Parikrama. And of course the hill is there, sort of in the middle of the temple room. And we go around and point out the pastime places and say a few things. What we have here on the screen, undoubtedly, totally illegible to everyone except me, because I'm the closest person to it, is a map of Sri Navadweep Dham. And Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, on the first great Navadweep Mandal Parikrama. Over 1 week, 7 days, and they systematically toured around the 9 islands, Nava meaning 9, and Dweep meaning island or islands. So what we are going to do, and in fact what our devotees do when they are physically there, is we're going to go around all the 9 islands this evening. Like we said, it takes 7 days. Generally, anyway, it's an island a day, not exactly really, but oftentimes it's an island a day, sometimes it's two. But we'll go around all the 9 islands and we'll try our best to point out to you the main pastime places that Lord Nityananda showed Srila Jiva Goswami when they went on that parikrama, and we'll tell some of the pastimes that Lord Nityananda told Srila Jiva Goswami. So first of all, this is a map of more or the whole Navadweep area. Let me just try to point out a few things. I know it all looks a little illegible and perhaps incomprehensible, but here comes, see the pointer here? Here comes the Ganges coming from the north and coming down and coming down, and actually it bends around there at the bottom. And right here, can you see it says Mayapur?
Yeah.
Mayapur, which is right in the center of the Navadweep area. Who can read that? Can any of you? Can you read that there, or is it too small? You can read it. Any of the ladies? You can read it. You've got better eyes than. So let's just initially though point out more or less where the nine islands are. So first here, where Mayapur is, where the Ganges coming down the sort of olive green colour meets the Jalangi, which is this black colour. This is the Jalangi River coming in and meeting the Ganges here. This is Navadweep town. It's more or less a city now. And here's Mayapur, right in the center of it all. So this island here is called Antadweep. Antadweep means, literally means the inner island, the inside island. It's island number one. Then coming up around, let's see, around here, yes, around this area here, just to the sort of what is the northeast of Antadweep, this is Simantadweep. Then, like we said, here is the Jalangi coming through, and it separates Antadweep here and Simantadweep here, more or less like this, from Godrindweep, which comes all the way down to the Ganges, down to about here, really. And then it comes across, and again meets the Jalangi. So this whole area here is Godrindweep. Then, and it comes down to right about here, I suppose. Then on this side, coming around and out of it, and right down to the bottom, right to the end of our little map. But on our right-hand side of the Ganges is Madhyadweep. Madhyadweep meaning the middle island. We'll explain the names as we go to each island. Then from right at the very bottom here, where the Ganges just comes up and around a bit, and coming up sort of to about here, more or less, but on our left of the Ganges, this is Ritudweep. Then coming from the edge of Ritudweep and including the whole of Navadweep town or city, this is Koladweep. Koladweep. So Ritudweep's down here and Koladweep around like that. Then up here on this side is Janudweep. That's the seventh island. Then just from here, like around here, and around this here, you see this dark kind of roughly circular bed. This is what used to be a branch of the Ganges, but it got separated. Just like this one here, it was a branch of the Ganges that got separated. Anyway, this down here is Modadrumdweep. Modadrumdweep. So that's the eighth island. And now coming across the Ganges and like right up and around here and touching on Simantadweep is Rudradweep, the ninth of the nine islands. So we can start our little perimeter here at Mayapur on Antadweep and also showing the main places at least on Simantadweep. Let's go to the next slide. It's just present. Okay, here we are. So here's the Ganges again, the right on the left, the olive colour, the dark colour, this is the Jalangi. There's Mayapur right at the bottom. And, well, the TODP, I think this is the TODP right here. And where are you? Well, there you are. You're just outside the TODP. All right. Anyway, so we start here from Bayamon. And we follow the road. It's kind of straightish, more or less, up to the Yoga Peak. Yoga Peak means the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So this is really the end of Antadri, the inner island, the central island, where Lord Chaitanya appeared. And then we come into Simantadri. And I think you can read the names. Can you read the names from the back there? Okay. No comment. You can read? Is it easy enough or is it a bit of a strain? Alright, so let's just mention a little bit about these places. Yoga Peak, birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and where he lived all the time, 24 years while he was in the Navadvip area. He was living just right around here. Then about 150 meters away is Srimas Angam, where the nocturnal kirtan pastimes took place, when Lord Chaitanya was young, like a child and a young teenager, early teen years. He was not manifesting himself as the Lord or even as a devotee. Rather, he was kind of like a rebellious child. And people would try to influence him to become a devotee, and he would just say, "You'll never catch me jumping up and down in a bed sheet and shouting, 'Hari Bol, Hari Bol,' like Raghunath Bhatta Prabhu." So kind of impudent. Yeah, a little arrogant. But then, after his father passed away, Jagannath Mishra, and after Lord Chaitanya went to do the final rites for his father at Gaya, he came back, he got initiated there actually, by Ishvara Puri, and he came back, Prabhupada says, a God-intoxicated person. Total change. And manifesting himself as a devotee, generally not as the Lord, but as a devotee, and chanting like mad. And Srivas Thakur, one of his close associates, had his house here, a big house, with a big courtyard in the middle, and they, all the devotees and Lord Chaitanya, would gather here in the evenings and have kirtan all night, whole night. And it's from here that they started going out, because the Bengal was governed by the Muslims at that time. And we don't want, you know, jihad declared on us, but, you know, sometimes the Muslims are not so keen on the Sankirtan movement. And these ones here, they were really not keen. They tried to stop the devotees from going out on Harinam. They broke a mridanga right here, just outside Srivas Thakur's house, when the devotees were starting to go out. The Qazi himself, the governor, came and grabbed the mridanga and threw it on the ground and smashed it, and told them, "You don't do this again." Then Lord Chaitanya organized the first big Harinam party. Millions of devotees. And they went from Srivas Angam, they started there, and they went down the road to, it says here, Chankasi's Samadhi, that's what is there now. But in those days, there was the Chankasi, he's the governor, his palace. And Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees, they came down here, and they were in such a revolutionary mood. Let us get the Kazi. He wants to stop the Sankirtan movement. Well, we'll teach him a lesson. But Lord Chaitanya calmed them and preached to the Chankasi. And not exactly made him into a devotee, but something like a devotee. At least he made him into what you might call a friend of Krishna, if you know what I mean. Now, someone who's not practicing, not chanting japa, maybe not following all the principles, but they like Hare Krishna. And they come to programs sometimes, that sort of person. And the Chankasi promised that from now on into the future, none of my descendants will interfere with the Sankirtan movement. And to this day, if you go there, if you go, particularly if you go to the actual Chankasi Samadhi place, then you will find, generally, there is at least one, and sometimes two, real Muslims there. Just like bona fide, authentic Muslims, with, you know how you could tell them? Beard with no moustache. And, you know, they also dress in certain ways to some degree. And they're very friendly. And if you say, Hari Bol to them, they'll say, Hari Bol back to you. Even though they're Muslims, really. You say, Hare Krishna, they'll say, Hare Krishna back to you. And if you give them a donation, they'll accept it. So yeah, so now we're on Simantadvi. And you see, I know these are little markers. Yeah, these yellow little thingies. This one here, unfortunately, you know, we threw this together. We didn't put the name in. This is our Jagannath Temple. Those of you who've been to Mayapur will have been to the Jagannath Temple. Really nice temple. It's up here with this top right little, whatever you call it, is stuck. Yeah. So, and that's kind of the end of Simantadvi, at least the main part. Why is it called Simantadvi? Let me very briefly explain. Because one day, Parvati saw Lord Shiva on Kailash chanting the name Gauranga. And she asked him, who is this Gauranga? Lord Shiva was becoming ecstatic. And so she asked, who is this Gauranga? And Lord Shiva explained it. And Parvati decided, I want to meet her. Where can I find her? And Lord Shiva said, you have to come here to Navadvip. Come down to Navadvip on Earth planet. So she did. And she came to this area here. Just anyway, we don't know exactly precisely where they met, but it's on Simantadvip. And she offered her obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. The Lord appeared in front of her. She offered her obeisances. And she took some dust from his feet and placed it in the parting in her ear, which is called, ladies, tell me what it's called. The Simanta. The Simanta. Yeah. She placed dust from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet in her parting, because she's a married woman. Therefore, of course, ladies, right? Her hair is parted in the middle. Not on the right or the left, because that makes either you don't have a husband or he's away. Husband in the law means with husband. Husband is around. Right. So that's the simanta, the parting, in the middle for a married woman. So she put dust there, and therefore it's called simanta dwi. Okay, that's a little about simanta dwi. Let's go on. Let's show the main whole Nandali page again. Just go forward. Okay, here we are. So there we were, there's Mayapur, there's simanta dwi. We were just visiting these places. Now we're going to cross the Jalangi onto Godrim Dwi. And we're actually going to spend 2 days on Godrim Dwi. First this, you know, right-hand side, and then we'll go down to the left-hand side. So let's go to the next slide. So Lord Nityananda, he brought Jiva Goswami here. They crossed the Jalangi. This is Simanta Dwi again. They crossed the Jalangi onto Godrim and visited these three places. And on our parikrama, we visit them too. We walk, our boats take us to around about here. Then we walk across. I don't know if you can see this little road, but we walk across, meet the main road. And first of all, go to this Panchanantala. It's a big banyan tree, it's not so important. But they say, they, you know, you've heard of them, right? Them, they, who say things. So, they say, and there's a sign to prove it, that Lord Chaitanya rested here. Anyway, that may be, or whatever. But, so we normally start for breakfast here on the second day. And then we walk across to Nishigapali, quite a famous place. Nishigapali, this is where Lord Nrisimhadev, immediately after having killed Hiranyakashipu and interacted with Prahlad and blessed Prahlad. He was just there for a short time. He didn't stay overnight. Did you see the beautiful little deity of Lord Nityananda? So nice. So anyway, Lord Nrisimhadev, he was only there, it may have been an hour or two. It was really not long. And then off he went. That was down in South India. So he wanted to drop in, make a stop, a pit stop, in Navadvip, that sacred, sacred place. So he came and he visited. Can you read it here at the bottom? Nrisimhapali. And there is, slightly behind the wording, there is a lake there. It is called Deva Sarova, means the lake of the gods. And there, Lord Nrisimhadev washed his hands, his claws, which were just covered with the blood of Hiranyakashipu. He washed his hands in this lake here in the Nrisimhapali. So we go there, and we stop there, and we have a whole program there on the second day. And we bathe in the lake. And in this way we bathe in the blood from the claws of Lord Nrisimhadev, which has been sanctified due to that contact. It's not, you know, just blood is dirty. but this is very sacred. So he bathed in that lake, and there's an old deity there from Satyayuga, ancient, ancient deity being worshipped there. So that's the Shinapali. Then, well, because Lord Shinadev stopped there, many demigods came. And they established houses around the Nishinapali area. And so Nishinapali is also called Devapali. Means basically the place of the gods. Then, so now second day, this is all Godrum doing. We walk on from Nishinapali. We walk this way. And then we turn right. And we go to Harihar Kshetra. Harihar is a very interesting place. There is a deity which is half Vishnu and half Shiva. So he is half black for Vishnu and half white for Lord Shiva, Harihar. Famous and popular deity. There are various other deities there, but particularly Harihar. And, well, Hari, that's Vishnu or Krishna, and Hara is Lord Shiva. You know, any of you who are from staunch Hindu backgrounds, you will have heard the mantra, Har Har Mahadev. That's Hara. Yeah. That's Shiva. And, you know, they say, again, they're quite talkative, they say that when Lord Chaitanya would sing the song, Hari Haraye Krishna, you know that song? Yadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govindaram. We don't sing it so often, but we do sing it sometimes. Hari in that song is, of course, Krishna. And Hara, Haraye, Hara, is actually for Shiva. So the deity is there, and it's sort of like the place is associated, at least to some degree, with Lord Shiva. And there, Lord Shiva is in the mood of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And what Lord Nityananda told Jiva Goswami when they visited Harihar, it is actually, they say, that this area, immediate area around Harihar, it is Varanasi. Varanasi had never been done. Varanasi means it's a very popular pilgrimage place on the Ganges in UP. And it's a place of Lord Shiva. So this is said to be like a place of Lord Shiva. And of course Krishna Vishnu is there too, but there's a predominance of Shiva there. But he's in the mood of being a devotee of Lord Gauranga. So, Lord Nityananda tells Jiva Goswami that when anyone, impersonalist, devotee, whoever it may be, when any person is in the process of leaving their body in this area around Harihar, Lord Shiva comes. Lord Shiva comes invisibly and he comes up to their ear, and just as they're in the process of leaving their bodies, then Lord Shiva calls out, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Nityananda!
Go,
Ranga!
Go, Ranga!
Nityananda! and off they go. What a send off. And so whoever they are, whatever they are, whatever sort of process they're following, whatever tradition, off they go by the mercy of Lord Shiva, as the devotee of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chidanda, they go back to Godhead. So that's there at Haritha. Just note, I don't know, can you see this little white spot here? It's a big building. Let's go to the next slide. Oh, okay, yeah. So we were just here. Now we're going down to this area. Next slide. So you see here, there's that same building. Right? Do you get the idea? We're just moving, just a little, but we're moving to the west through Godrindui. Incidentally, go, of course, means cow, and drum means tree, particularly a big banyan tree. We'll tell you more about that as we go. So, yeah, second day, we go to Sivana Vihara. We won't get into detail there. We go to Amgat. Am, of course, means mango. This is where, because Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they would take the Sankirtan party out every day all around the Navadvip area. And of course, you know, a lot of the time it's quite hot. And the devotees be chanting and chanting, and they walk many kilometers, and they get thirsty and hungry. So one time, Lord Chaitanya, right here at Amgat, he took one mango seed, planted it in the ground. It immediately grew into a full-grown mango tree, just on the spot in a matter of a minute or two, and immediately started producing the most incredible mangoes. We were driving around somewhere today in Durban. Oh, it was sort of what? Kind of Brickhill Road, is that what they call it? Brickfield. And there was some people with a small truck selling, I think, Haida or Helda mangoes. Are you familiar with them? Quite big, kind of orange and yellow mangoes. And, you know, we didn't buy any, but you know, we assume they're quite pleasant. South African mangoes. Yeah, anyway. They're okay. But those mangoes that have just appeared on that tree, planted by Lord Chaitanya, within a couple of minutes, they were just so sweet. Have you ever had an Alfonso mango from Bombay area, Mumbai? Alfonso. If you haven't, you've wasted at least 20% of your life. They make our mangoes, South African mangoes, taste like, I don't know, like water. So that now these mangoes were way beyond Alfonso mangoes. Plus, devotees, listen to me and fasten your seatbelts. They had no skins. Plus, they had no seeds. They were just mango, and they were just oozing and dripping this most nectarian juice. And the devotees just, anyway, you know what they did. They offered them to Krishna, of course. So that was the Amgat, the place of the mangoes. Goradaha. So we normally go, we start here, we go down to Amgat, we go to Goradaha. This is where the pastime with the crocodile took place. And again, we don't have time to go through all the details, but Lord Chaitanya took the Sankirtan party here one day, and the local people explained how there was a crocodile who would not let the cows drink water from the river, because the river was flowing here at that time. And so the cows were all skinny, and it was really not nice. So Lord Chaitanya, he went down to the river, the crocodile came out, and they met. And the crocodile lifted up his head and just threw himself on the ground at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya put his foot on his head, and the crocodile turned into a young demigod who had been cursed by Devasa Muni to become a crocodile. Okay, so that's there, Gauradaha, when that happened. Then we go to Swalanga Sukhana Kunj. This is where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is. The same house is there. He lived there for many years. And he said, well, just up here, if we were to go off the map a little bit, there's Mayapur somewhere up here. So from here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw a huge temple manifesting up in Mayapur, which is now coming to be as the TOVP. And this is Surabhi Kunj. This is where the cow and the tree, the pastime of the cow and the tree happened. It's a long story. But after the Govardhan Puja, the Govardhan Leela, Indra was feeling very bad for having offended Krishna so terribly. So he approached his Surabhi cow and asked, what can I do? And Surabhi said, don't worry, come with me. I will take you to a place of your Lord, Krishna, our Lord, where he manifests in the most merciful form, and there you'll get complete forgiveness. So she brought Indra here to Surabhi Kunj. And there was a huge banyan tree with a cow underneath. And Indra then, she taught him to chant the Gauranga Nityananda mantra. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared and he got complete forgiveness. Okay, next slide. So we were just there, right there, where the Jalangi meets the Ganges, and there's Mayapur. So now we go down here onto Madhyadweep, the little island, and it is the fourth day. First day was Antadweep, Sumantadweep, and then we spent 2 days on Gojradweep. Let's go to the next slide. On Madhyadweep, there's a few important places. Hansavahan is a very interesting place. Hansa means swan, and Vahan means vehicle or carrier. So it means the swan carrier. Who has, amongst the demigods, who has a swan carrier? It is Lord Brahma. So, and who is his son, or one of his sons is Lord Shiva. So, here you see this Naya Shiranya just nearby, it's just a couple of 100 meters away from Hansavahan. Shukadeva Goswami and a whole lot of sages gathered here at Naya Shiranya in Navadweep. And Shukadeva Goswami recited not Srimad Bhagavatam, but the Gaura Bhagavat. The Gaura Bhagavat. The history, detailed history of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Here at Naya Shiranya in Navadweep Dham. And Lord Shiva heard about this. And he wanted to go to hear the recitation. But you know what his carrier is? Is a bull. Nandi. And bulls are not known for moving fast. How is he going to get there? So he went to see his father, Lord Brahma, and said, will you loan me the car? Will you loan me your carrier? Because his carrier, Brahma's carrier, is the swan. Swans fly and they can move so much faster than a bull. So Lord Brahma loaned his son, Lord Shiva, the swan, Hansavaha, and so Lord Shiva came here and heard the glorified it. From Shukadeva Goswami. And there's a temple here, just a very small temple, but in there is an old deity of Lord Shiva, of the Hansavaha. And on the back is Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is lying down on his back. You know why he's lying down? Because the swan is flying so fast, he just got blown back. Seriously. And there are various sages and others on the back of the Hansavaha, and they're also all lying down. And the Hansa moving so fast, he got really hot. So now what they do, they position a water pot over the deity with a little hole and a string to control the dripping of water. So there's constant drip, 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 drip the whole day of water to cool down the Hansavaha. Just down here, here's the Ganges again, of course. Here is Kurukshetra in Navadvipa. All the main sacred places of all around India, they're also in Navadvipa, including Kurukshetra. So we normally cross the Ganges here, and we go on to Kolkata. As we said, Navadvip town or city is on Kolkata. Let's go to the next slide. So there we were, there's the bridge. We were doing, there's Kurukshetra down there. This is Majadvip going down. So we cross over and we visit some places in Kolkata. Let's go there. Oops, no, I made a mistake. Okay. That's what we normally do, but what we're going to do, we're going to go down here onto Ritudweep first. Yeah, okay. This is now the bottom of Navadvip Dam. There's the Ganges that came down, that have sort of hooks around. And this is called Samudragar. Samudra means the ocean. The ocean personified came up to Navadvip. This is like the boundary here of Navadvip, the southern boundary. The ocean came up and appealed to Lord Chaitanya the personified ocean, that you are giving so much association to my wife, the Ganges. Ganga Devi is said to be a wife of the ocean. But you're not giving me any association. Why not? You must give me some association. I'm also trying to be a devotee. So Lord Chaitanya told the ocean, all right, after a while I'm going to leave Navadvip, and I'll go to Jagannath Puri, right on your banks, and then I'll give you my association. So that happened here at Samudragar. Gar meaning house or place. Then we go up, I won't say anything about Samudra Sen's palace, but here is Champahati, very famous and nice place. There's big Gaudatai deities there, worshipped by Vanina. Vanina, the brother of Gadadha, from the Panchatantra. And Champa. Champa means the flower, Champa. You know, we have a few Champa trees here, I'm sure you're aware of that. They produce these kind of heavy, slightly heavy yellow flowers, Champa. And Hati is based on the word Hatta, Namahatta. Hatta meaning marketplace. So in the time of Krishna, there was a marketplace selling Champa flowers. And it was organized by who? Champa, Champa Glata of the gopis, the Sakhi's girlfriends of Radharani. But in due course, it's sort of, you know, the exploitative people, they oversold the flowers, so now you don't really find the Champa trees there. But there is this nice temple, very nice temple, with beautiful old deities, Gaudatai deities, of Vanina, the brother of Gadadhara Pandit. So this is now, we're on Ritudu, the fifth island. We're on the fifth island. And you go up here, and you go up here to Vijayanagar, and you pass Radhakund and Shamakund in Navadvipa. All the sacred places are in Navadvipa. And then you go to Vijayanagar. Now you're on, you may be on Koladweep, because, you know, it's hard to say exactly. I mean, if there's a river dividing one island from another, that's one thing. But if there's no sort of demarcation, it's a little tricky to say. But up here, we're probably on Koladweep, because the Navadvipa town is just over here. And Vijayanagar. You know, we could do a program just on Vijayanagar. It is really quite a place. But this is where Lord Chaitanya came when he returned from Jagannath Puri the first time. He returned twice from Puri. First time he came and stayed at Vijayanagar. And everyone heard that Gauranga has returned. Gauranga has returned. And as a result, millions of people came. They came from all over Navadvipa, and they gathered here at Vijayanagar. And, well, it's quite a story. It's amazing. The Ganges, you know, it was over here, right? They had to cross the Ganges. There were only so many boats, and there were millions of people. So people just ran on the boats, and the boats sank. And people walked on the river. They walked on the water and crossed the river. Some of them walked under the water on the bottom, to the other side of the river. In this way, millions of people converge on Vijayanagar. And there was Lord Chaitanya. He came out to meet them. They climbed the trees. The trees did not break. They climbed the houses. You couldn't see the house. There's so many people. But the house didn't collapse. The houses didn't collapse. So, So there they had darshan of Lord Chaitanya. That's an amazing pastime. And it's where actually Vijayanagar means the town of knowledge. This is where, at least one of the places, where Lord Chaitanya was educated. school. Okay, next slide. Let's see. I hope I haven't made a mistake. Okay, so there we were. There's Virginia right there. And yeah, right there. Go to the next slide. Okay, yeah, I made a mistake. I skipped Coldwell. I'm sorry. Harry Ball. Come back next year. We'll go to Coldwell. Now go back one slide. Yeah, go back. Yeah, okay. So look, here is Namadui town, or even city, right on the banks of the Ganges, just across from the Jalangi, and there's Mayapur just slightly to the north, although now the town extends further up. Here in Namadui town, there's a few important places. There's the Vajrakutia and Samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was the spiritual master of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who we've all heard of, the father of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So, nice temple with his deities, and his Vajrakutia and Samadhi is there. And there is a famous temple called Dharmeshwar Mahaprabhu. If you've been to Mayapur Navadvipa, you will have been to that temple. A very beautiful deity of Lord Chaitanya on his own, big deity, said to have been worshipped by Vishnupriya. Shri Radha Radna, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Giri Govardhan, Shri Chaitanya Prabhu King. Said to have been worshipped by Vishnupriya after Lord Chaitanya left Navadvipa. Okay, so let's go on. Next slide. So now, where are we? We are 8th day. 8th day, yes, we're 8th day. Here is Janu Dweep, named after Janu Muni. The pastime of Janu Muni is described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's too long a story to get into. Some other time. And here is Mota Drumadui. Drum again means tree. And Mota basically just means very big tree. There was a very big banyan tree here. The village is called Managachi. And it's Mota Drumadui, and it extends down and up and around. So, the birthplace of Vrindavanas Thakur is there, who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. And let me tell you one pastime there. You know, I know it's getting a bit late. Early to bed, early to rise. But tomorrow is Saturday. Hari Bol. Shri Nityananda Prabhu King. So I'm going to keep you just, you know, maybe another 10 minutes, so just relax. It's okay. There's a whole story behind it, it's very interesting. Back, long time ago, when Lord Ram was on the planet, and he was exiled. So he roamed about here and there. So many places he went to. And he came to Navadvipa also. And when he came to Navadvipa, Lord Ram and Sita and Lakshman, they stayed here on Mota Drumadvipa, under the tree, the big banyan tree. And listen to this one. But fasten your seatbelts, particularly ladies, but particularly everyone. Yeah. One day, Mother Sita saw that Lord Ram was sitting under the tree. This story is told by Lord Nityananda to Jiva Goswami. So she saw him sitting under the tree, eyes closed, like meditative, posture, eyes closed, big smile, very happy. And when he came out of his meditation, Sita asked him, "Now, what was it that you were meditating on? It seems to be something very wonderful and joyful." And Lord Ram said, "Oh yes, it was just wonderful." He said, "I had a vision that in the future, in Kali Yuga, you and I will take birth here. And again we'll be husband and wife. And we'll have wonderful pastimes here. And we will deliver so many fallen conditioned souls by giving them love for us." And Sita said, "That is just wonderful. That is wonderful." And Lord Ram said, "And you know the best thing. The best thing." Wow, just so wonderful. "The best thing is that while we're living here, I give you special mercy." Special mercy. And Sita said, "Really? What special mercy are you going to give me?" And Lord Ram said, "After we've been married a little while, I will leave you and take sannyas." And Sita said, "What's wonderful about that? That's not nice at all." And Lord Ram said, "No, it's very nice. Because when you're living like that, separated from me, you will experience love for me in separation, which is the highest nectar of all. It's even more nectarian and wonderful and blissful than being with me and associating with me as is happening now. So this is going to be my special gift to you." And Lord Ram said, "I wanted to give you this gift now when I went on exile, went into exile, but you insisted on coming. And so I couldn't do it. But when we appear in Kali Yuga, I will take sannyas, and then you cannot come with me. Because we cannot be Mr. and Mrs. Swami." And Sita, anyway, that's how Lord Vichananda explained it. Okay, let's go on. That was the eighth. So now we're going on to the last. Where are we? Did we skip the... Oh, okay. Okay, go on. Oh, well. So, go to the next one. Okay, let's just revise where we are. This is Moda Drudwi. Actually, it's this whole area around here. There's Vrindavan Das Thakur's birthplace. This is where we just were. So now we're going to cross the river. Actually, we're going to go up the river a bit. Because this is Antadwi and Simantadwi. We're going to go up the river to what? To about here. This area here is the ninth island, the last island, Rudradwi, the island of Lord Rudra, of Lord Shiva. Okay, let's go back. Right. So, I think there's a couple of maps that we use. Here's the Nidoya Ghat. Daya, of course, means mercy, and Ni means no, none. Nidoya Ghat. That Ghat. Ghat meaning, of course, like a bathing place or a place where the boats come on the edge of the river. That Ghat where there's no mercy. It is here that Lord Chaitanya crossed the river when he left home to take sannyas. He crossed the river here and went up to Katwa. Katwa, anyway, some distance to the north, on our left side of the Ganges, this being the Ganges. And Sachidevi, his mother, and Vishnupriya, his wife, they followed him. They followed him from Mayapur. And they were catching up with him. But then he swam across with Lord Nityananda, Chandrasekhar Acharya. A small group, they swam across. And Mother Sachi and Vishnupriya were just left on the banks there. And they just called out, Nidaya, Nidaya, Nidaya. There's no mercy. There's no mercy. Actually, there's a lot of mercy. But that's just their feeling at that time. So we land here sometimes, in the night, and we go up here to, it says, Shankarapur tree. This is where Lord Chaitanya met, would you believe, Shankaracharya, the great Mayavadi. And in fact, there's a village here, and today it is called Shankarapur. It's named after the visit of Shankaracharya. So here, there's a tree, sort of a banyan tree type thing, not exactly. But a fair-sized tree. And this is, they say, it's there again. They say this is where Lord Chaitanya preached to Shankaracharya. And Shankaracharya said, shall I stop preaching Mayavada and preach your message? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you carry on because it's your duty. But I will come later and put things right. So then we walk along here to this town here. It's called Belpakur. Belpakur. Bel means a bell tree. And Pakur means like a kund. This is it right here. I don't know if you can see it. But there's a kund there. Well, actually, I don't know. I didn't say it is here. But there's a reasonable size kund. And here there's a famous, this is where Mother Sachi was brought up. And her father, Nirmala Chakravarti's place is there. And this is where Lord Shiva instructed, because it's Rudra Dweep, it's the island of Lord Shiva. He instructed Nimbaka Acharya in Krishna consciousness. Next slide. Oh, okay. So we were just there. There's Belpakur. And next slide. Alright. So there we are. There's Belpakur again. And last place we'll stop. There's not even a place. It's just out on the road in the middle of nowhere. Meghera Chala. Megha meaning cloud. And Chala meaning go. Yeah. Where Lord Chaitanya made the clouds go. Lord Chaitanya was having Harinam. Lord Nityananda is explaining this to Jiva Goswami. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're having Harinam. They came from Belpakur and they're coming back down to Mayapur. And a storm came, at least storm clouds came. And it looked like there was going to be an inundation and the whole Harinam party would get just totally drenched. So Lord Chaitanya took his cartels, took some big heavy cartels, and banged the cartels. And called out to the clouds to go, and the clouds disappeared. And then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and all the devotees continued on with the Harinam. But devotees, the clouds descended in human forms and joined the Harinam party with Lord Chaitanya. very special pastime which happened there. So then in terms of our pericope, you know, we've been all around. And so now we come from Mayera Chura and we join the main road. It's sort of, you can't really see it, it's kind of around there. And then we come back. There's Chansikazi Samadhi, and there's the yoga pit, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And officially, the parikrama finishes, it begins officially at yoga pit, and ends officially at yoga pit. And all of our parties, because you know, well, more recently, because the temple there is too small to accommodate 10,000 plus devotees. So we just stop in and offer obeisances, and then there's a big pandal. We all come back to Mayapur. There's a huge pandal, and 10,000 devotees gather, and the whole Navadvipa Mandal parikrama concludes there with realizations and speeches and kirtan and prasadam. So, yeah, Navadvipa Mandal parikrama, it's a really wonderful experience. Normally it takes 7 days. It only took us an hour and 15 minutes. And your feet aren't even sore because you're meant to go barefoot. I'm too old, I wear shoes now. But there you go, you've all done. Follow in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda as he took Jiva Goswami. You've all done the great Navadvipa Mandal parikrama. Shri Navadvipa Mandal parikrama ki
jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Jai Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for that wonderful parikram. Back to Mayapur here, Shashwat, Shishivara, and the temple. But thank you so much. It was just